me now, it means that I don't like it. When you turn my voice about, I don't like it. When you vote One Nation out, my language has been murdered. My language has been murdered. My shopping trolley murdered. My groceries just gone. I don't like it. When you turn my voice about, I don't like it. When you vote One Nation
in.
Out, my language has been murdered. My language has been murdered. My shopping trolley murdered. My groceries just gone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8
Racist. Hi, from Red Lynch Valley, Queensland, Australia. This is the 2016 federal election coverage with your host, Dale Kemp. Thanks for joining us here on Sunday, here on the Jack Live Show. Thanks for joining us. It's good to be here. As we enter the second hour of the coverage of the Australian federal election, and this is not going to stop. This is not going to stop. There's lots to do. We do not have a clear leader at this point, but we'll get to that. But the fine words of Pauline Hanson, she don't like it. But she likes it now that you voted her in. Thanks for that. Yeah, Pauline Hanson is in the Senate. Ladies and gentlemen, 3 more years with Pauline Hanson. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, slow. Oh, yes. You know, it's like... It's this election. The people went off the rails. I swear on this election. But we'll get to that. My personal opinion removed for just a second. I want to break down these Senate results, give them the full time they need, because they're a hot mess. Lots to see and do in the Senate. Of course, not much has been counted for the Senate, because that'll take a long time to sort out. We'll break it down here. New South Wales with 59% counted. The LNP scored round to one decimal place. So the LNP scored 36, a little under 36.1%. They won 4 seats and likely to pick up one more. So one is in. We've got 2 seats in doubt. LNP is likely to pick up that one of the two. Labor picked up just shy of 32.1%, picking up 4 seats. The Greens didn't win a seat, but they're likely to pick up the other seat that's in doubt. They scored 7.3% of that final seat that's in doubt as well. Victoria, with 51% counted, the LNP scored 32.2%. They won 4 seats. The Australian Labor Party picked up 34.5%, won 4 seats. The Greens picked up 11.3%, won 1 seat. And likely to pick up a seat is the Darren Hinch Justice Party that scored just shy of 6% of the popular vote. In Queensland, 50.33% has been counted. The Liberal National Party of Queensland picked up 33.7%. They won 4 seats. The Australian Labor Party picked up 27.2%. They won 3 seats. And this lovely lady right here...
I don't like it.
She doesn't like that she won her Senate seat. The whole party itself scored 9.2% of the vote, which is interesting. Likely to pick up a seat as well are the Greens with 7.6%. They're likely to pick up a seat that is still in doubt. There are still 3 seats in doubt, but the Greens are looking like they'll pick up one of them. In Western Australia, 59% has been counted. Liberal has picked up 38.4%. They've won one. They're likely to pick up another one that's in doubt. The ALP picked up 28.7%. They won three seats, likely to pick up another one that's in doubt. The Greens in Western Australia Greens picked up 10.8%. They won a seat as well. The two seats that are still in doubt there. In South Australia, 64.23% has been counted. Liberals picked up 32.4% of the vote. Four seats won by them. The ALP picked up just shy of 28% of the vote. Won three seats, likely to pick up another one that's still in doubt there. The Nick Svolian team picked up 21.9% of the vote. Picked up two seats, is likely to pick up another one that's in doubt. The Greens are likely to pick up a seat that's still in doubt. They scored only 5.7% of the vote. Yeah, they're likely to pick up another seat there. Tasmania, 69.8% has been counted. The Labor Party pulled out a victory there, scoring 34.2%. They picked up four seats. Liberal picked up 31.9%. They won four seats down there. The Greens picked up just shy of 11%. They won a seat down there. The Jackie Lambie Network picked up 8.6% of the vote, and she won her seat. So there's two in doubt, however, still there. The ACT with 56.45% vote counted. The ALP picked up 38.2% of the vote. They won a Senate seat. Liberal picked up 31.9%, likely to pick up a seat. Still waiting on that one as well. North NT with 44.8% counted. The Australian Labor Party Northern Territory branch, mouthful, won 39.9%, won a Senate seat. And the Country Liberals of Northern Territory picked up 35.8%, won a Senate seat. And there are still, there's no seats in doubt there. Interesting stuff. The Senate, as described by, who was it that described it? It was a hot mess. Anthony Green said it was a hot mess. On the half hour, we'll tell you how the night broke down bit by bit, though, because that requires a bit more time. We tried to squeeze it all into a small section, but we need kind of a larger section to kind of break it in as well. Got distracted by a text message that I'll answer quickly in commercial break. So we don't have a winner. So that is a clear point I want to mention. So this is going to go on for a while. The ABC is reporting 13 minutes ago with 78.8% counted. The ABC is claiming that LNP has won 67, the LNP has won 65. There are five others. We included two independents, a Green, Nick Svolian team member, MP, and Bob Catter. The AEC is reporting that the AEC is saying that Labor is leading in 69 seats, two close seats. The LNP is leading in 64, three close seats. The Greens are leading in one seat. Cat is leading in one seat. The Nick Svolian team is leading in two seats. Independent is leading in two seats. And six is still too close to predict. None of the 150 seats representatives have been called officially. In here locally, the seat of Leichhardt is interesting. And the two-party preferred basis. current incumbent Liberal Party member, Warren Entsch, has 53%, whereas Sharon Howells, the Labour Party member, has 47%. So 53-47. Two-party preferred, 61 of the 67 polling places have been counted. You've got to remember that some local news agencies are calling it. I'm not going to, because I'm not a news agency. Da-da. So I'm not calling it. But there you go. Because there's still a few remote votes to get in. Still waiting for the Aracoon. Where are we? Aracoon. There's remote locations. The hospital votes. Mapoon. And Weeper. So we're still waiting for those votes to get in into consideration as well. You look at the local votes as well. It's interesting to see how people voted. Of course, we have no Aracoon votes in yet, so we don't know how that happened. Remember, there's a margin of a bit over 5,000 votes between the two candidates at this point, and we're still waiting for 6 polling places. But you look at the voting breakdown. It's very interesting to see. Some of these are really close. Some of them are blown out, though. But it's a close race. When you break it down, it is a close fight. Looking at some of these numbers here, local results. It's interesting to see where people went in this election as opposed to last election here locally as well. But you never know where people are going to go as well. There's been raising of and there was an independent this time around as well. That played huge into it, as it did across the nation as well as a whole. We'll let Anthony Green of the ABC, he'll tell you what will happen next. Because we have no clear leader. Here's Anthony Green of the ABC explaining in full what will happen next.
In a situation like this, under our constitutional structure, the party in power has the opportunity to be the first to form government. There is a significant difference between this election and what happened in 2010. In 2010, the coalition had more seats, once you included Tony Crook from Western Australia, and we had that argument backwards and forwards about that. Labor had cobbled together everybody else from the crossbench. In this situation, it may be, if the coalition is in minority, they've got 74 seats. If they only end up with 74 seats, then they're better positioned from Labor, who would probably only end up with at most 69 or 70. So Labor would have to get all the crossbenchers to back them to form government, and that's much harder. And a comparable situation would be South Australia in 2002, when Labor under Mike Rann ended up one seat short of majority. The Liberal Party government had to get all 4 crossbenchers on side, and one of them broken went with the Labor Party. And I think that would be the situation here. One of the crossbenchers or 2 of them would find it very much in their favour to put the government back into office. The only way that the government could be blasted out of office, if it had some sort of arrangement like that, or if it was close enough to majority, would be voted out. But the worst scenario would be if the Gillard government had won one fewer seat in 2010, that parliament could not have survived, because it was a deadlock in an even numbered chamber. With the crossbenchers, the Gillard government had just one vote to get a majority. If this is the final result, then Malcolm Turnbull will be better positioned than Julia Gillard, but it would still be a demeaning result. who have lost the majority. And from the first look at the Senate figures, just look very difficult to deal with.
So is what would happen, Anthony, correct me if I'm wrong on this, you would have the party that is most likely to be able to form a government, it looks like it would be the coalition, but who knows, they face a confidence motion on the floor of the House. The independents then decide, and the minor parties decide if they're going to support them in a confidence motion or if they're going to back them to...
Well, technically there isn't a thing called a confidence motion. Governments are appointed by the Crown and they act for the Crown.
Right.
And you can express no confidence in the advisers to the Crown.
Right.
So you can bring a government down, but there isn't such a thing as a confidence vote.
But wouldn't the first thing, though, that the party that wasn't in government do move a confidence motion?
First thing to do is elect the Speaker. That is always the first test of a government after an election, is can the government elect their person as a Speaker.
But we could end up, could we not, with a situation where you have the independents and the minor parties decide, OK, well, we're going to basically back the coalition in supply and in confidence motions, but every other piece of legislation will weigh up on its merits.
That's right. But essentially, if the government chose to tough it out, they would have to be blasted out. You have to bring them down with a no confidence motion. And it depends on how it's done. You can have sort of all sorts of motions which the government can survive, which you might call no confidence. But that's what the constitutional scenario is. I mean, we don't know the final numbers yet. We'll wait. And this one, to me, this really does look like you'll have to wait for all the votes to be counted. In 2010, it was clear on the Monday what the numbers were. It's just everybody let it hang out for 2 weeks. But this one, I think we really are going to have to wait for those last seats.
Yeah, I think what...
That is Anthony Green from the ABC. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, we'll bring you up to date on what happened today. We'll give you audio from the two main contenders, Malcolm Turnbull and Bill Shorten. We'll see if we can bring audio in of what they've got to say after the results come in. As we continue, it's 10:21. Valley, Queensland, Australia. This is the 2016 federal election coverage with your host, Dale Kemp. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show, here on a Sunday post-election day. It's good, so good to be here on a Sunday. Glad you'd be with us to kind of break down what happened. We have no clear leader, so this is not going away anytime soon. Neither is my background music, apparently. But we want to get in here what the candidates said. Now, looked up here on both Facebook pages. Malcolm Turnbull, from what I can gather, hasn't posted anything on Facebook. So, in terms of what Malcolm Turnbull thinks, we've only got one phrase to go on, is that he is confident that he will form government. That is all that he is confident of. But Bill Shorten, on the other hand, did hold a press conference. Not that I'm favouring. Again, I looked up both parties on Facebook, and this is what Bill Shorten. Bill Shorten's the only one who did have a live event. Here is Bill Shorten as he enters the press conference. Here's a few words. We won't play the whole thing because the whole thing's really long. The speech is really long, but we'll play a couple of minutes of it here. Here is Bill Shorten approaching the stage.
We will not know the outcome of this election tonight. Indeed, we may not know it for some days to come. But there is one thing for sure. The Labour Party is back. Yeah! Of our supporters and members right across this marvellous country, you should have great pride in what we have accomplished. In the past 3 years, we have united as a party. In the past 8 weeks, we have run a magnificent campaign. We have argued for our positive plans. And 3 years after the Liberals came to power in a landslide, they have lost their mandate.
Bill Shorten, shortly after after the election, this would be last night. Again, Bill Shorten's the only one who's been holding live events. This is Bill Shorten earlier this afternoon saying a few more words.
Billionaires. Mr. Turnbull's agenda was out of touch, and a lot of Australians made that clear yesterday in the ballot booths right across Australia.
Andrew.
What lessons from your time in the Gillard minority government have you learnt? Do you think you can handle minority government better than those days, and can you out-negotiate Malcolm Turnbull over the next few days to secure the numbers?
The Australian people want to see this parliament work together. Now, we've done what other political parties didn't do. We've outlined a full agenda, a comprehensive set of policies. We'll work with people of goodwill from all political persuasions. Let me be clear, if Malcolm Turnbull could go back to being the old Malcolm Turnbull and stand up on climate change, we could get a deal on climate change in a very short time. If Malcolm Turnbull would go back to being the old Malcolm Turnbull before he was hostage to the right wing of his party, we could sort out marriage equality within 100 days of this election. If Malcolm Turnbull wants to be constructive on infrastructure and depoliticise it, I'm sure we can get things done. And when I look at the crossbenchers, I'm sure they want to be constructive as well. I look forward to the opportunities of the 45th Parliament advocating Labor's program for jobs, education and Medicare. And I look forward to working with people of goodwill right across the political spectrum. What I've done my whole political career is bring people together and get people working together. You can focus on what you disagree on, or you can choose to focus on what we agree on.
That is Bill Shorten earlier this afternoon holding Facebook live events across the weekend. And again, nothing on Malcolm Turnbull's page. Just want to put that out there. Not showing bias, I'm just saying. As we continue here on the Genetic Live Show, we'll run down how the night went and we'll cover more results as we continue. Thanks for joining us here on a Sunday, post-election day, 10:30. From Red Lynch Valley, Queensland, Australia. This is the 2016 federal election coverage with your host, Dale King. Thanks for joining us here on a Sunday, post-election coverage indeed. It's wall-to-wall coverage of the federal election. No clear leader in terms of where we are. There's no clear leader. No one. One majority yesterday. Want to break down how the night shook out. By the way, the ABC and the Australian Electoral Commission are reporting two different things. So I want to clarify that up. And there has been a freeze on counting. That's also worth mentioning as well. There's a freeze on counting. So wanna get that out as well. According to the ABC, Labour Party is winning the seat count at the moment with 67. The LNP has 65. There are five other candidates. If I remember them off the top of my head, that'll be a Christmas miracle. ABC is reporting Greens, Katter, two independent, and a Nick Svolian team member. F am I saying today? Words escape me. But the AEC is reporting that the Labour Party is actually leading in 69 seats, close seats being too close to call. The LNP is leading at 64 seats with three close calls for the Liberal National Party. The Greens are leading in one seat. Katter is leading in one seat. The Nick Svolian team is actually leading in two seats. Independent are leading in two seats, and six seats are too close to call. Remember, zero of the 150 House of Representative seats have been declared. There is a freeze on voting that will that it has occurred. So want to put that out there as well. There is a freeze. So there is a freeze. Voting will resume on Tuesday. But that but that is what is happening here. Malcolm Turnbull says that he is confident that he will be able to form government once all this is all said and done. There's still a lot of seats to cover. Tasmania roped in red, by the way, so want to put that out there. Because a lot of swinging as well going on from all that. We don't have a clear leader. This could take a while. But the AEC is reporting now that it could take a month to finalise the federal election. Remember, counting will resume on Tuesday, but it could take a month. The result is currently too close to call, as I keep mentioning, with neither Coalition nor Labour so far assumed enough seats to form majority government. Australia is now facing a possibility of a hung parliament with more than three quarters of the vote counted. AEC spokesperson Phil Diak said that more than 11 ballots of House of Representatives have been counted on Saturday, but it could take up to a month to be finished. Quote, there is a very strong pattern there. It does take a month to complete all counting for the House and Senate, close quote, he told ABC News Breakfast. Quote, the AEC won't declare seats until there is a mathematical improbability of the leader being overtaken, as it were, in any seat. So that's often a lot later when the victory is claimed or a seat is conceded. He said the AEC will put extra focus on close seats to work quickly as possible to provide clarity. Counting for the House of Representatives to continue on Saturday, when the votes will be counted to continue Tuesday. On Sunday, absent interstate. Oh, the votes will be today. Absent interstate, postal, and other declaration votes will be reconciled, sorted, and packaged ready for dispatch to the Home Division from Monday. Any counting today will be limited to small numbers of votes collected by AEC mobile teams. On Monday, officials will continue to process verifying more than 1 million postal votes already returned to the AEC. Tuesday, the counting of the lower house resumes. So we're getting those postal votes verified today to be counted in to be counted on Tuesday. As we all know, here in Leichhardt particularly, we have a lot of mobile teams. We had up to 5 mobile teams, plus remote areas such as like Arakoon and Weeper, which we are still waiting on to be done. They're not called, the AEC isn't calling it. Local news outlets are calling a victory for sitting member LNP Warren Entsch. I'm not calling it because it is way too close to call. 53-47% is the split between LNP Warren Entsch and Sharon Howes, the Labour candidate, here. So how did it all shake down? Well, it all shook down like this over the night. It all started with Tasmania. As the all LNPs lost their seats. With 4 of the 5 federal seats in Tasmania going to Labour, and the MP Andrew Wilkie holding the 5th. While Labour at the time was holding a 2% national swing, Tasmania, it was twice that. Queensland started to swing for Labour, as the LNP took an early lead with 16-12-2. But Australians slowly swung against the major parties in South Australia, where at the time where the South Australian results were coming in, 21-19-3. 21 being the ALP. Victoria was swings and roundabouts, where ALP snuck in 39, LNP snuck in 33, and 5 goes to other parties. New South Wales tended to come back to Labour, where 63 voted for the ALP, 54 voted for the LNP, and 5 voted for other parties. And it may yet be one in the West, is the headline, but it wasn't, where typically the coalition stronghold in the West didn't really hold up, as ALP held on 67-65-5 to others. Australian is in the lead. We keep playing this audio every segment, but I think it's important. Anthony Green from the ABC, this is what's going to happen in the next couple of days as we kind of determine who these final seats on who is actually going to take power.
In a situation like this, under our constitutional structure, the party in power has the opportunity to be the first to form government. There is a significant difference between this election and what happened in 2010. In 2010, the coalition had more seats once you included Tony Crook from Western Australia. We had that argument backwards and forwards about that. Labor had cobbled together everybody else in the crossbench. In this situation, it may be, if the coalition is in minority, they've got 74 seats. If they only end up with 74 seats, then they're better positioned from Labor, who would probably only end up with at most 69 or 70. So Labor would have to get all the crossbenchers to back them to form government. And that's much harder. And a comparable situation would be South Australia in 2002, when Labor under Mike Rann ended up one seat short of majority. The Liberal Party government had to get all 4 crossbenchers on side, and one of them broke and went with the Labor Party. And I think that would be the situation here. One of the crossbenchers or 2 of them would find it very much in their favour to put the government back into office. The only way that the government could be blasted out of office, if it had some sort of arrangement like that, or if it was close enough to majority, would be voted out. But the worst scenario would be if the Gillard government had won one fewer seat in 2010, that parliament could not have survived because it was a deadlock in an even-numbered chamber. With the crossbenchers, the Gillard government had just one vote to get a majority. If this is the final result, then Malcolm Turnbull will be better positioned than Julia Gillard, but it would still be a demeaning result to have lost the majority. And from the first look at the Senate figures just look very difficult to deal with.
Anthony Green there from the ABC kind of explaining what will happen next. Well, this is how today actually shaped out for a lot of the people. And it's another big day. Malcolm Turnbull said he was quietly confident that he'll be able to form a majority government, but no one can really say because there's too many seats in calls. This raises a lot of prickly questions, and those can be answered here. Oh, okay. That's just explaining what we just said. The process over the next couple of days, as I already mentioned before, Sunday, absent interstate, postal, and other declaration votes will be reconciled, sorted, packaged, and ready for dispatch for the to the Home Division from Monday. Any counting today will be limited to small numbers of votes collected by AEC mobile teams. Monday, officials will continue the process of verifying more than 1 million postal votes already returned to the AEC. Tuesday, counting of lower house votes continues. Victorian Premier talks shortened leadership. Daniel Andrews said Shorten has his full support as the leader of the Labour Party. Quote, Bill Shorten is the right person to lead Labour, whether he be Prime Minister or as an opposition leader. I will support Bill remaining in that leadership of the Member Party. He's the right person to lead us. Bill Shorten posted this video, actually, as we continue a live blog here. As Bill Shorten takes his kids to the park, by the way, want to put that out there. But meanwhile, Malcolm Turnbull was at a media conference where he was delivering a stage. No video of that, but by the way, we played the video of Malcolm Turnbull saying that Malcolm Turnbull's agenda is lost. Shorten again rules out the alliance of the with the Greens. The opposition leader again is ruling out forming a majority government with the Greens, saying, quote, we're going to keep to our word. We won't form any coalition agreements with the Greens. They understand that. Just like a number of crossbenchers have said, they have their issues, but I will make it clear that we are committed to making the 45th Parliament work. Both Andrew Wilkie and Cathy McGowan have ruled out forming a government with either major party. Bill Shorten is now moving to the CFA issue, saying that it is a state issue and will be dealt with by Victorians. Mr. Shorten is now wrapping up by saying, quote, Labour has its voice back. People went into the polling booth yesterday knowing what Labour stood for. A lot coming from Mr. Shorten. I want to try and get some Malcolm Turnbull in here. Here's the quietly confident video, by the way. I want to play this for you.
It will be a number of days before the Electoral Commission completes the count. I remain quietly confident that a majority coalition government will be returned at this election when the counting is completed. The Electoral Commission has advised that it will resume the counting of ballot papers on Tuesday. Now, the reason the result was not clear last night was that around a third of Australians voted in pre-polling or via a postal vote. A very high percentage, and one that tends to get that has been getting higher at each election. Now, a number of the pre-polls, the absentee votes, and all the postal votes are yet to be fully counted, and that will determine the result in as many as 12 undecided seats. And there may be recounts in other close contests, and I suspect that we will see seats moving from one side of the ledger to the other until the count is completed at the end of the week. Now, as you know, our experience is that these postal votes and pre-poll votes indeed traditionally favour Liberal and National Party candidates, especially when they are incumbents. So if that trend were to be manifest again here, that is likely to deliver majority government to the coalition, but time will tell. And so we will have to await the outcome of the counting. I want to pay tribute to the members that were not returned at this election. I've spoken to them today, and I thank them and their families for their dedication and service to the nation. And I welcome to the Parliament those candidates newly elected. Some very, very talented and outstanding Australians are joining the Parliament. And I know that, in addition, above all, Australians seek greater certainty, greater clarity, stability in their government. While the count will take a number of days, probably till the end of next week, I can promise all Australians that we will dedicate our efforts to ensuring that the state of the new Parliament is resolved without division or rancour.
That is Malcolm Turnbull there, who is saying he's quietly confident of returning to government. We are coming up on a break. That's why I've cut this short. It is a close race. The AEC updated their... they haven't updated their figures, but want to mention real quick the two-party preferred votes, because we haven't mentioned this for a while. The Australian Labor Party is currently leading 4,930,357. That's 50.22% of the vote against Liberal Coalition with 4,887,648 votes. That's 49.78%. So close. It's nail-biter. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, we'll give you a big roundup of what the results are as it stands as we continue. And we're gonna give you something that's a little bit lighter. It's 10:50. 10:51. Valley, Queensland, Australia. This is the 2016 federal election coverage with your host, Dale King. Thanks for joining us here on a Sunday here on the Generic Live Show. Yes, it has been wall-to-wall election coverage trying to ascertain what just happened. There is no clear majority. We've spent the last 2 hours basically telling you that. We are all still undecided votes here. So want to get this big, massive roundup, and I want to leave you on something that's a little bit lighter. So, two-party preferred across the nation. Labor Party held 4,930,357 votes. That's 50.22% of the votes. Liberal Coalition, 4,887,648. That's 49.78% of the vote. The AEC is reporting, we're just going to focus on the AEC at this point, Australian Labor Party are leading in 69 seats, are close in 2 seats. The LNP is leading 64 seats, close in 3. The Greens are leading in 1 seat, CADR is leading in 1 seat, Nick Solly and team are leading in 2 seats, Independent are leading in 2 seats, and 6 seats are still too close to call. There are no seats of the 150 needed to form government are actually declared, fully fledged declared. Here locally, here in the seat of Leichhardt, it is. Wow. I would say it's still close. 61 of 67 polling places returned. Not officially called, but leading is Warren Entsch, the incumbent LNP, representative with 53% against Sharon Howes from the Labour Party, bringing up at 47%. So 53-47, still waiting for six voting places, which are Aracoon. We're waiting for a mobile team from multiple sites. We're waiting for Mapoon. Waiting for the hospital. I think that's Cairns Hospital, by the way. And Weeper. And Thursday Island. Still waiting for those votes to come in. To come in through through that. Liberals have form majority in the Senate as it stands. Pauline Hanson got elected in Queensland. That's what's happened here. Voting counting will resume. Counting, by the way, will resume on. Counting will resume on Tuesday, as votes were packaged up and sent. A remote will happen there, and verification will happen on Monday. Counting will resume on Tuesday, so we won't know until later in the week what the result may be. We'll surely bring all of the news to you. Next week will not be, won't be full wall-to-wall coverage, but we'll certainly bring it to you if we deem necessary. To not clear the result from the election, too close to call. Wow, and a swing against the popular parties as well. Mentioned last hour. If you want to check it out, it'll be the clip of the week. My particular experience at a booth. That'll be the clip of the week. Check that out. What happened to me at a polling booth as well. It was. Pretty, I wouldn't say funny, but interesting perspective from someone who was on the ground at a booth, volunteering in amongst it. But want to finish off this Collective Noun today video. I'll say what parties they are because it's an audio version of what if political parties ran election barbecues. Let's have a look. Let's have a listen of what Collective Noun. This is meant to be funny. It's meant to be lighthearted. On the heels of all this information. Take a listen. So, first up is the Qatar Australian Party.
What do we have here?
Mate, we got Aussie beef in the sausages, we got Aussie wheat in the bread, and we got Aussie steel in the barbecue. You don't like it? You can get out.
Oh, no, that's fine. It's just I think those tongs say made in China.
Thanks. That was close.
Liberal.
Who's that guy?
Oh, yeah, we privatised the barbecue business.
Right.
Yeah, so that'll just be $15.
$15 for a sausage?
That's the free market. If you don't like it, you can get a loan off your parents.
I don't have much money.
Well, you should have thought about that before you were born.
The Greens.
Just one sausage, thanks.
Oh, sorry, we only have organically farmed, locally sourced mushroom burgers.
Doesn't even look like the barbecue's on.
Yeah. The Greens don't really have any power.
Oh, you mean the barbecue?
No, House of Reps.
Labour.
What's going on here?
Look at all the jobs we created.
It looks like there's just a lot of people doing one job.
No, I think they're all important.
Okay, well, how much are sausages?
They're free.
Free?
Yes, we believe all Australians deserve free sausages.
Well, that's great, but how are you paying for it?
Look, do you want a free sausage or not?
Well, I'm not going to say no.
Palmer United.
Where are all the sausages?
Yeah, sorry. Clive ate them all.
Forget footy players or Pokemon. All the cool kids now have politician trading cards. Collect them all.
Oh, wow. Okay. We don't have time for that. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. If you missed it, we will be podcasting this for sure. You'll catch it on the podcast. Thanks so much for joining us on this election coverage. It's 11 o'clock.
This has been a Chef Wonder Media production. For more, visit chefwondermedia.net. Delivered fresh to your ear holes. Copyright 2016.
This has been a podcast of the Geek AM Media Network, where you put your geek in and geek out. For more geeky goodness, head over to geek-io.net. Copyright 2016.